This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Hey. Free Talk Live.
And something's wrong with my headphones. Welcome to the program here, live Sunday edition. I can hear now. I can hear clearly now.
Hallelujah.
The static is gone, and hopefully the same for you. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're just getting back into Keene, New Hampshire, after having spent the last three nights broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, what I consider to be an epic Liberty Forum. It was, it was great last year. It's great every year. But this year, they had Edward Snowden. And I think that now that we haven't gotten any of the official numbers, I know that you interviewed the president, the new president of the Free State Project last night, Mark. I don't know if you asked him the question of how many people attended Liberty Forum this year. I'd be interested to know, and I'd be interested to compare it to the year at which Ron Paul was the keynote speaker for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Now, for those that don't know, the Liberty Forum is basically a yearly convention that the Free State Project throws, the Free State Project being this movement of migration of 20,000 libertarians moving into New Hampshire, that the Free State Project throws yearly to just, you know, kind of show off New Hampshire, even though it's the middle of the winter when it happened. Actually, decent weather for the weekend. It was nice and warm today in the 50s. So they throw this forum, and they bring in special guest speakers from all over the place. And, you know, we've had John Stossel, and Ron Paul has been at these things. Let's see, who are some of the other biggies that they've had? Naomi Wolf, I believe, was there a couple of years ago. Wolf, right?
Jeffrey Tucker. David Friedman.
Yeah, those are probably names that are more inside the Liberty movement. But nonetheless, Ron Paul was, like, the biggest that I can remember. We had a full room. Like, a bunch of people came in just for Ron Paul. And that was at a different hotel, so it's kind of hard to compare, you know, apples to oranges. This is a different, we're at a new hotel now in Manchester instead of the one we were in Nashua. So they, you know, slightly different size convention spaces. Ron Paul was packed, standing room only. Snowden, also packed, standing room only. The crowd really seemed to enjoy both of those speakers. So it'd be interesting, just out of curiosity, to see which one was more popular. So I was really, you know, jazzed to see Edward Snowden, and I think the best part about his speech, well, not really, it wasn't really a speech, it was more of a discussion between him and Reason's Nick Gillespie, who came up from D.C. to basically moderate that conversation. My favorite part was actually the beginning, where the people in the crowd had all been given Snowden masks, so like a black and white artist rendering of Edward Snowden's face, and, you know, on a stick, and you would hold the, you know, hold it up in front of your face. They didn't have eye holes cut into them, so that was a little weird, but
Just to put it in front of your face.
But it's just always creepy to have a room full of people holding masks up, and it's also kind of fun at the same time. So that happened, and when Edward Snowden saw that level of support, because, you know, that's sort of like the I am Spartacus thing, I am Snowden,
sure,
basically. When he saw that, the smile on his face was pretty great.
Yeah.
And that, for me, was the best moment of it. The rest of it was fine and interesting, and there's video, but it's not yet available publicly, and I don't know when or where or how that's going to happen. I don't know if it's Reason.tv that's going to have an exclusive, or if it's Snowden himself who is going to release it. So we'll let you know as soon as that is available. Now, you're welcome to comment on Liberty Forum or anything that happens to be on your mind. Of course, there was also a primary over the weekend. I don't know. Did you guys follow that at all last night?
Yeah, we've covered it probably more than I would have liked to.
Really?
Yeah. So in, I guess it was Hillary up by 5% in the Nevada caucus. She still hasn't won a primary yet. So the, you know, call her the front runner if you wish, but she hasn't been able to beat Bernie in a primary. And
South Carolina's coming up.
She wasn't able to beat, she wasn't really sort of legit able to beat him in Iowa, call that a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Nevada, where she's supposed to have all these minority voters that think she's awesome or whatever the story is, I'm not entirely sure, you know, she's up by 5% in a caucus where people have to go sit there for 2 hours and, you know, move around. around in corners of the room and, I don't know, pick the person who's going to have the nuclear codes. I mean, it just doesn't, none of it makes any sense to me.
Yeah, I honestly haven't even seen the results yet. So, I mean, I'd heard who won, but I haven't seen the actual numbers to see if it was a trouncing when it came to Trump or whatever. I did hear Jeb Bush has dropped out of the race.
Yep.
So,
Trump's up by a bit under 5%, 10%, excuse me.
I'm pretty much, I was pretty much completely absorbed in the Liberty Forum event this weekend. So we're going to go to your calls, your thoughts. You can discuss whatever you want. Also, Venezuela, things are changing economically there. They've raised the fuel price by 6,000%.
Mm.
And they've devalued the bolivar. To what amount? We will find out here a little bit later on when we get the chance. So let's go to the phones first. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 to Rabia, calling from the Muslim Public Affairs Council. Rabia, you're on Free Talk Live, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If not, please let me know.
Yeah, it's okay. It's close. It's Rabia.
Rabia. Hi there.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay. You're on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I was encouraged to call in today to let you all know about this challenge that our organization, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, basically announced yesterday that we wanted Donald Trump to actually engage the American Muslim community or a representative from our community in a debate.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah, we think so.
Now, this is the same candidate. Just make sure I'm recalling correctly. This is the same candidate who called to ban. Was it all Muslims from coming into the United States?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
And that, as well as registering American Muslims in the U.S., closing down mosques. I mean, the list goes on and on. And that's exactly why we felt the need to do what we did yesterday and say, enough is enough. We're tired of being your punching bag, and we're tired of being bullied by you. And the only way to deal with the bully, in this situation, is to stand up to him. And so we hope that he hears our message and that he'll take us up on our offer, because it's quite serious.
How do you reach Donald Trump? I mean, do you call his office, the campaign? What's the way to try to get a message to him? Twitter?
All of that, in any way possible that we can get his attention. But I think shows like yours, your callers, can also help us get the message out there. Because I think the only way he'll actually address it is if he gets follow-up questions on it from reporters. Otherwise, he may just ignore it. But that's kind of what we need your help with, as well as others who can.
Well, we don't talk to politicians generally here on Free Talk Live. And we're
gets the word out, and maybe some reporters.
Right. We're happy to point out how people can get the word out. So is there a website people can go to see some news about this or some links to, what they can do to assist?
Yeah. No, and that's actually what I meant, is just talking about it, tweeting about it, tweeting to
tweets.
Donald Trump. Yeah, exactly. I think tweets is probably the most efficient.
Does Donald Trump use his own Twitter account?
You know what? I'm not sure, but from the way he talks, it sure sounds like him.
It sure does, doesn't it?
It sure sounds like him.
So but, really ill-advised tweets have come out of that account.
So what is the website? Is it the Muslim Public Affairs Council website, or is there like a specific site for this?
No website. It's just a call. We issued a press release. We're going to be doing some media interviews around it. But you can definitely like our Facebook page, which is the Muslim Public Affairs Council, to get updates on this particular campaign. Just tweet Donald Trump and tell him, look, engage, debate American Muslims.
Right. We want you to
hashtag
debate.
Hashtag man up Trump.
Well, that's great. I think that's fantastic. And thank you for calling and sharing tonight. But does the Muslim Public Affairs Council have a website? Just curious.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's www.mpac.org.
Cool. Well, we'll go ahead and link that on our Facebook and Twitter. And I'm hoping Will Coley will be talking more about this, because he told me you'd be calling in tonight to talk about this. He's the host of Call to Freedom, great guy from Muslims for Liberty. And I know that Call to Freedom airs on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern on LRN.FM. So hopefully he'll be discussing this in greater detail. But, Rabia, thank you for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you here on Free Talk Live. And good luck, too. I hope Donald Trump does man up in this case and debate someone from the Muslim community.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, I've gotten the critique on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I manage that largely. Is it somehow that we're, you know, a bunch of Muslim lovers or whatever?
I love Muslims, and I love Christians.
I love everybody. Right. But the point I'm trying to make here is it's not that I have any preference for Muslims or anything like that. It's just that I don't know that much about the Muslim religion, and I'm not scared of them. And it seems like there's a lot of scared people about Islam out there.
It's true, and a little bit of information about it can go a long way. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Doing the live Sunday edition of the program, the post-Liberty Forum episode of the show. Wasn't the post-Liberty Forum episode last year like the most downloaded show ever?
It's been some time. No,
I thought it was one of those. The Nick Gillespie.
Fest. Yeah, it was a
post. Oh, it was post Pork Fest.
Yeah,
because I know we've interviewed Nick Gillespie at the last couple of Liberty Forums. Nick Gillespie from Reason.com. We didn't know why the hell that one got so many downloads, but
I'm not entirely sure. But it was like the show after he was on, so I get the impression maybe he tweeted about us, and then I don't know. I mean, I know he tweeted, and I saw him do it.
So anyway, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And speaking of getting online, if you're not protecting your privacy, you can't expect anyone else to do it for you by default. You've got to take steps, and one of those steps should be ProXPN. They're a virtual private network, and they will encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. They offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. And they have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there is Linux support as well. ProXPN also can help you change your DNS settings if you're a Windows user for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, if you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now and use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. We're going to get into Venezuela here in the latest on the economic just disaster that is socialism. But first, back to the phones and to the fun. We go to Dave, listening in Eureka. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how's it going today?
Hey, Dave, are we on KGOE tonight, or are you listening online?
Yeah, KGOE, 1480.
Excellent. Go ahead, sir.
I was just given. I thought I'd come from a more liberal perspective and give just a little pushback on Islam, because I think what we've done on the left is we've actually given the conversation to, I think it's our fault that we've given the conversation to the right, and like, you know, you take a really extreme position on the right, but on the left it's like, no, you know, we talk about colonialism when it comes to Islam and, you know, some really bad stuff that we've done in the West, specifically America, as opposed to, well, let's talk about the issue here, and the issue is, hey, I'm really opposed to Islamism, not Muslims as people, but the some very hardcore ideology behind the belief. And I just want to make sure that on the left that we start engaging in that, because we don't. Instead, it's like,
I'm not clear. What are you opposed to?
Well, so
I'm not sure I'm on the left, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm a liberty-minded person, so I'm not on the left or the right. But yes, please go ahead. What is it that you find yourself opposed to? I'm presuming you believe you are speaking for liberals when you say we.
Oh well, I don't really speak for anyone, but I mean, having the conversation on the left, liberals, whether progressive, liberal, moderate, have in conversations. Generally, the conversations have a way of going that. We need to lift up these people as a people and identify a belief system with the people, like Islam is now a race or something that's sort of sacred that we shouldn't discuss. And I think that's very wrong, because...
No, I think that absolutely that needs to be discussed. But what was it that you were uncomfortable about?
Well, I'm uncomfortable with the idea that, specific views in Islam?
Yeah. Whatever. I mean,
the fact that you can't leave Islam without being, I mean, I say in the West, the best case scenario is being extremely ostracized. But most people, most places in the
you
world.
You mean from people, Western. Just to be clear, wait, just to be clear,
within
you're
the,
saying that.
Within the old culture.
Okay, I'm
not sure whose culture we're talking about here. I've known people who are Islamic.
I mean the religion. So,
okay, so I've known people who are Islamic that choose to not be very, you know, good practicers of Islam, or even just say, you know, I don't believe this stuff, and everything's kind of gone fine with them in the United States.
When you say that, you mean they weren't ostracized by their former Islam
brothers?
Some
people were and some people weren't, but that happens all the time in religious groups, too.
Yeah, it's not uncommon. I mean, there are many religions, especially more cultish ones, who will turn out their members if they decide to leave the religion.
Try going to the United Methodist Youth Group and saying, I don't believe in God. I mean, you're going to get a level of ostracism there.
But that's understandable. And I just left my faith a couple years ago, more evangelical Christianity flavor. And I've definitely lost friends and stuff. But in Islam, and this is in the West as well, there's calls for hey, this is it. That's it. Specific verses that say you must be killed.
I don't think so.
Well, that's kind of racist. We shouldn't say that. This is a belief.
Can you show me one news story where this has occurred?
Yeah, I don't recall that at all. I've read the Quran. Have you read the Quran?
Yes, in America. That's where I'm concerned with. Obviously, there are some really backwater countries out there that are Islamic, but then again, there are backwater countries that are Christian too.
I mean, the UK a backwater? This happens regularly. I'm not saying people are being beheaded in the UK because of it, but there's certainly calls for it. And I know
that there are some radical clerics in the UK.
Right, just because
one of the reasons I think that the UK really has a problem with it, with Muslims is their expansive and call it progressive welfare state. So basically, you can go there, not work, and especially most importantly, your wife doesn't have to work because it's the wife getting out there and working in the community that then inculcates the ideas of equality and those kind of things. That changes the family dynamic that then causes people to assimilate into a society. I think really what it comes down to is the welfare state is what is causing all the problems in Europe with the Muslims.
Yeah, I just want to come back real quick. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any response to that?
I definitely don't think it has to do. I mean, this is again, being inside a religion. I was inside a religion for 25 years.
Me too.
And I know
nothing unusual.
I know the ins and outs. I mean, so if you've been there, you know that there's certain things that, well, you know that's a belief, but it's not, and you know it's a really important belief, but you know that it's like, well, it's tamed down when we're not talking to Christians or not talking to Muslims or Jews or whichever religion we come out of. And again, I'm personally for the refugees. I'm for Syrian refugees coming in. I'm for a lot of liberal principles, but again, I want to push back against my evangelical fundamentalist friends in the same way that I feel, hey, it would be wrong of me to not do that with Islam.
It sounds to me like you're wrong, though. I mean, you said that there's some sort of verse that authorizes killing people.
Says if anyone leaves the religion, he should be killed. Or it doesn't say that. It says if anyone changes their religion, they should be killed.
I don't believe that's true.
Does that mean that I can't become a Muslim because I was a Christian?
I'm sorry?
Does that mean I can't become a Muslim because I was a Christian?
So if you change anything, you're changing religions, right? If you become an atheist, that's a religion, right? I mean, people believe that's religion. You're changing. And the point is, this is in here.
Have you read the Quran?
I'm sorry?
Have you read the Quran?
No, I haven't read the Quran, but I...
Well, how do you know that there's a verse in there that says that?
Because I've looked it up.
You saw someone claim, okay, this verse is in the Quran, and you looked it just to verify that the verse existed? Hold that thought. I want you to hang on here for a moment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's my understanding that what he's saying is not true, that Islam, that there's some sort of instruction in the Quran to kill people who want to leave the religion. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Does the religion of Islam require execution for people who leave the religion? This is the question that we're asking here, because Dave, who's still on the line, by the way, we're going to bring him back from Eureka, says he's a liberal and he wants to kind of take on Islam from his perspective, saying that, you know, he doesn't agree with people being executed. And I said, well, wait, I don't even know if that's true. You know, that doesn't sound true to me. But we're going to get actually Will Coley on the line, who is an actual Muslim, rather than you and me, Mark, trying to scrape through the internet and figure out, you know, what different Muslims think about this. Because one thing you will guarantee is that different Muslims will have different opinions about that. So maybe there are some radicals that have the opinion that execution should happen, but I don't think that's the supermajority of Muslims.
Well, one thing is I always, when I was a Christian and I talked to Muslims, I would feel like they didn't really understand my holy book, right? You know, like, you know, you say that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, but it says here's a verse where it says, I didn't come to bring peace, I came to bring a sword. That doesn't sound like the Prince of Peace, you know, and so they can take sort of verses out of context and that kind of thing.
Exactly. So let's bring Dave back on the line here. Dave, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
All right, so we're going to bring you on with an actual Muslim. This is Will Coley. He's on from Tennessee via Skype, and he is one of the folks from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Will, you're on with Dave in Eureka.
Sure. What's up? How you guys doing tonight?
Good, Will. So tell us, is there truth to the claim that there's, the Quran says that you're supposed to put people to death who want to leave the religion?
Well, the specific verse that he's citing is actually discussing a group of individuals who were working on behalf of Abu Jahl, who is a historic figure who led the effort to oppress Muslims. He personally took the life of the first martyr in Islam, who was a woman named Sumayya. He stabbed her through because he insulted her, and she spat in his face after he tortured her for a week, and so he ran her through. He also tortured the slave Bilal by laying rocks on top of him in order to convince him to renounce his faith. And the way that story ends is Abu Bakr actually comes down and purchases Bilal and gives him his freedom. But the verse he's referring to is talking about the migration, which is where the Muslims fled in the night in order to escape persecution to Medina. And in that time, the people who were working for Abu Jahl and the other members of the Quraysh tribal leadership, who had basically infiltrated the Muslim community as a form of espionage for these Quraysh tribal leaders, they didn't want to go because they didn't want to leave their things and their belongings and for it to appear as though they were actually with the Muslims. So there were those of them who were committing espionage against the community, and when the migration happened, those people in the midst of the migration slipped away and ran back to report what they needed to report and then stay in Mecca. And the dispensation was given that you can use force against those who are assisting in the oppression and subjugation of your people by committing espionage against them. So these are people that had infiltrated the community. They were assisting the pagan Quraysh tribal leaders in committing violence against the Muslim community. So because of that, the door was open to use violence against them in return. Now, as far as the apostasy is concerned, you can find a law against apostasy. It's not in the Quran. It's in a book called Reliance of the Traveler. It was written by a Shafi'i scholar. But the evidence that's cited is a specific hadith that later exposition of that hadith found it to be invalid. It only has one narrator, and that narrator is found to have actually been arrested for narrating false hadith. Like, he was actually basically hands put on him by the son of
now,
the
before you go on, what is the hadith? Because we know, most people probably know what the Quran is the holy book of Islam. What are the hadiths?
Well, the hadith are collections of sayings that were collected and written down about 300 years after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they're stories, oral stories that are told about what happened during this time when Islam was created. So it's where a lot of your historical information about things like the original revelation or the historical context around some of the Quran and the verses that are there. But like one of the most well-known scholars, particularly among modern-day extremists, oddly enough, is Ibn Taymiyyah. There's actually an effort in Egypt to outlaw his books because they're so closely linked in the modern mind with extremism. And even Ibn Taymiyyah acknowledges that in Islam, apostasy is broken into three categories. There are those who leave the religion, who wish to maintain a friendly relationship with the Muslims around them. Then there are those who leave the religion and wish to maintain a neutral position, neither allies nor enemies, just, I'm a guy that lives next door. I'm not your friend, but I don't have any animus against you. I don't want to hurt you. And the third are those who commit apostasy and then join in the efforts to use force or violence against the Muslims. And according to Ibn Taymiyyah and every other scholar that I've read, only the third are you allowed to use force against? And that's because they themselves are leaving your group and joining in violence against your group. So the only people that you have the right to use force against are those who they themselves are using force. And that's according to, like I said, the most popular scholar, even among modern-day extremists.
All right, Dave, that's a lot, but I thought it was a very good explanation. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on, by the way, and I really, again, I'm not trying to say you can't be Muslim or anything like that, and I'm certainly in no way in agreement with those on the right, but I'm against, I'm an atheist. I'm against religion. I'm not out to, you know, knock.
Why are you against religion as an atheist? What do you care what people think?
Because this affects my life.
How so? How do Muslims affect your life?
Because, well, in Islam, Sharia law or something near to it is in the same way how those on the right would want to instill more of a theocratic...
Sharia law is for Muslims in the same way that rabbinical law is for Jews. Sharia law has nothing to do with you. Okay, so you're a new atheist, is that right?
Well,
you're all full of atheist
No, I'm not.
And
I'm not. I don't call myself a new atheist.
Okay, well, no, I'm not saying that that's the title. I'm saying you're recently converted to atheism?
After experiencing doubt for a number of years, finally getting
okay.
up.
Yeah, okay, so I experienced religious doubt, and I have similar, similar thoughts. As much delight as you have in other people's religions is how they feel about your atheism. Your atheism is what your opportunity is to be free of religion and religious thoughts, so be that. But don't spend your time standing against other people's religions is, quite frankly, a big, fat waste of your time.
Right, well, what you're saying, Mark, that might not have been clear... I think what Mark was trying to get across to you, though, Dave, was that Muslims aren't affecting you. Sharia law is a set of rules just for Muslims. So when he asked you how Muslims are affecting you, you brought up Sharia law, but that doesn't affect you.
Is evangelicalism affecting you?
Is evangelicalism? I think
no, not at all.
I would say it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd say
even
evangelicalism.
It's affecting our foreign policy.
All right, we got a crosstalk here. Hang on a second there, Will Coley.
So I'd say evangelicalism is affecting our foreign policy. There are plenty of people who are elected to our government who want to see a temple that is a mosque torn down, a temple put up so that Jesus can come. Yes, that affects me. Islam, however, really doesn't affect me in any way other than the tax money that's taken from me is put into bombs that is dropped on those people.
Dave, it's been a great call. I would love to have you call and talk more from your, the perspective or what you believe the left's perspective is here. Always enjoy the conversation. I want to get some other folks on the air here tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, and I'm going to say goodbye to Will as well because I know he's out at lunch or rather dinner tonight with his family, and I want to make sure he gets back to that. But I'm sure we'll have him on again. 855-450-FREE. That's Will Coley, the host of Call to Freedom.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll-free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 per month. We will invest that $5 into the show and help get on, it'll help us get on more radio stations. We've actually got several new stations to announce. Very excited about that. That's coming very soon. And thanks to Daryl. And by the way, the reason why we have Daryl assisting with the affiliate relations program with Free Talk Live is because of the amp, the amplifiers who are out there supporting the show. You can do that too for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, AMP, like advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com, right to the phones and to your thoughts. Mike is in South Carolina. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Mike, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was listening to when you were talking about the Islam, and I'm confused, but I just looked it up. As far as starting in Surah 298, it talks about the infidels, and Allah is the enemy of the infidels. And then on down to Surah 2191, I believe it says where it says you can kill them if whenever you encounter them. Now yeah. He's saying that only is for a certain group.
Yeah. So Islam was basically at war in its very beginning.
Well, there were people.
War was made against Islam.
Who did not like them.
If that's what you prefer to say,
that's correct.
That's fine. And it's not like war wasn't made against the Christians too.
Yeah, sure.
Many religions when they start out are stood against by the existing religions.
Right. Now, what I can't understand is okay. So the extremists are not allowed to use. They say there's a book that they won't even allow out because it's too extreme? Is that, did I hear him correctly?
Well, I mean, there are extremists, and then there's the majority of Islam. And Islam is like Christians. You know, there are extreme Christians who, you know, advocate some dangerous things as well. So I think that's
well,
what all you're talking
quite
about
quite as
here.
Far as maybe the extremists of the Islam. I mean, I consider myself Christian, but I just don't understand how when you read it in the Quran, it seems like that should be their holy grail. And am I not correct? I mean, don't they just follow that to the T? Or do they
when
you're reading it, you interpret it the way that you interpret it, right? Like, you know, you believe you know what an infidel is, and you believe you know how that's applied today versus, you know, what it is that they were talking about at a given time. So, for instance, as a critique, you know, one of my problems with Christianity, for instance, is that I'm upset that Jesus didn't come and say, you know what, slavery's wrong. Slavery is wrong every issue, every time. You can't do it. It's wrong. And, you know, that's how I feel about Christianity. And I can, but people will tell me, hey, you can't do that. That wasn't sort of the times or the place. And you got to look at stuff in context. So we can either choose to look at religions in context, and I'm fine with doing that. Or we can look at religions out of context, and I'm fine with doing that. Because I don't have a horse in this race. In that way, my religion is that I have a relationship with God, and that's it. Stupid old books don't really matter to me. But people that use my tax money to fight their old books versus somebody else's old books, that makes me very, very angry.
Oh well, I can agree with that. But when they are beheading Christians for no reason.
And when you say they...
Aren't you just as upset that they're beheading Muslims? I mean, Muslim terrorists kill like 90% Muslims.
Right.
Doesn't that horrify you?
It's horrible. They should
because
be
it's a person,
wrong.
Not because it's a Christian.
Right. I mean, it's important. You know, when people use words like they, it's easy to get lost in the meaning. So when you say they, you may be meaning extreme Muslims radical
extreme
Islamists.
Extreme Muslims are killing... they're killing everybody. They're killing
everybody. Yeah. Well, there are psychopaths in the world.
And some of them
have gotten together.
Here's just a little conjecture that I've put
together. The U.S. military is also killing people around the world.
So there are some people that feel disempowered in the Middle East because there's a very powerful organization. We'll call that organization the United States government. Those people are going to use whatever methods they can possibly use to get people together because they know that they need people on their side. They're going to use whatever methods they can to get people together. That method that they've decided to use is extreme religion. Religions have been very successful throughout time in getting people to, in conquering the world. So, for instance, the Spartans believed that if you died in battle, that you would go to their version of heaven, whatever that might be. The Vikings believed the same thing. In one case, you have the people that saved Western civilization. In the other hand, you have the people that essentially, to some extent, created Western civilization. So this is powerful, and it should be looked at in a fearful manner. When you say that, when somebody says, look, you get 70 virgins or 40 virgins, I'm not exactly sure how many virgins you're supposed to get. When you go to heaven, that sounds pretty good, and somebody who has nothing is liable to go for that, right? Like, they're going to be duped and tricked. Turns out they're not getting any virgins, or if they are getting virgins, it's not the virgins they were hoping for, right? So, I believe that to be the trick. And yes, I do think that there's a radical, scary element to Islam, and I think most Muslims would tell you the same thing. Certainly Will Coley will when he's on the line. But what I'm deathly afraid of is that there are, you know, people in America who don't spend much time thinking, who just like, you know, Muslim bad, bomb-de-bomb-de-bomb. And, I those people, to me, are the most frightening people on the planet.
Turn it to glass.
What they do is they empower the most destructive organization the world has ever seen. And I don't mean
That's
destructive
true.
In that it's destroyed more things. I mean that it has the power to destroy more things than
any organization. I guarantee you that the U.S. government has destroyed more things than all of ISIS put together.
That much is true, certainly. So those people empower that organization to do destructive things. That frightens me. How about you?
Mike.
We lost him.
He's still,
I talked
the line's
him,
still
I
open.
Talked him into the dirt.
I don't know what happened there. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Let's. Oh, man. Was that him right at the very end? I don't know.
Something happened.
Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
James, you've got to turn down your radio.
What?
You're, You always got to listen on the phone rather than on the radio. We're going to let him go. Let's go to Matt calling from Massachusetts. And, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was thinking about that Quranic verse thing, and the guy almost stole my thunder. But now I'm not going to say that it's only the whack jobs that are going to use this. But, and I can quote from book 4, or chapter 4, or whatever they call it, verse 89, and I'll quote it. They wish you to reject faith as they have rejected faith, and thus you all become equal like one another. So take not, can't pronounce the word, means protectors or friends from them, till they emigrate into the way of Allah. But if they turn back from Islam, take hold of them and kill them wherever you find them. And take neither, that word again, protectors or friends, nor helpers from them. Now, the Bible has the same problem where it has verses that say, if you do something like, oh, go to the wrong place at the wrong time and don't do the right thing, kill them.
Right. They don't honor their parents or something like that.
Yeah. Now, that, like you said, Mark, about the silly old books, I'm totally with you on this. I tend to follow, I see God's message everywhere. So we can always be happy that no matter what, you can always counter all these end times people with, watch Babylon 5, The Lost Tales. She describes it perfectly, where we will not have the end times for at least another 3.5 billion years. Because the Revelations describes the death of Saul, our G2 primary.
The sun?
Yes.
Gotcha.
It is an absolute perfect astronomical description of the death of a G2 primary.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I never heard that one. That's cool.
Your claim is that the Bible describes the death of Saul or Soul. In that case, when the Bible was written, you know, in that time frame, you would have been using the Latin for soul. And that is the destruction of our star, and that's several billion years in the future. Is that what your claim is?
Exactly.
I like it.
It's a perfect description of it, how the skies change, how the seas boil, how the
Why would the sea boil if the sun went away?
Red giant.
Yeah, it actually will expand and consume the earth.
Whoa, I didn't realize that. I just figured it'd burn out.
It gets big.
Nope, we're not going to have that part. It actually, as it runs out of hydrogen, it starts to expand wider.
I didn't pay attention in science class. Hey, thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here. I went to the gifted school.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking gifted school. Here I am sitting in the dum-dum school, and I remember red giants, buddy.
855-453, 855-450-3733. But not all suns are red giants, are they?
No, not all sons are red giants, you're
okay.
Right.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.